Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very important issue regarding Islam and non-Muslims is the fact that it is generally understood and generally considered that Muslims have been stopped from reading the scriptures of non-Muslims, in particular the Torah and the Injil. And in this regard, a narrative is often presented in which it is said that once when the Caliph Umar, in the time of the Prophet himself, of course, when he read the Torah in front of him, the Prophet became very angry and he disapproved of this act and said that as long as he is alive, his directive, the Quran which is brought, should be obeyed. So in the light of this directive, it is said that Muslims should not read the Torah or the Injil or other divine scriptures. Now, it needs to be understood, first of all, that this particular directive or this particular narrative has a very specific background. And in the light of this background, it only means that the Prophet Muhammad is just emphasizing the fact that when the Quran is being revealed, when the Quran is being sent down, then all attention should be diverted, should be focused in reading, understanding and disseminating the Quran. And of course, it does not mean that one must not study these scriptures, because we know from the Quran itself that the Quran is the final testament. It has come from the same source as these scriptures have become. So the only difference is that these scriptures have not survived in their original form and language. And the Quran says that it is the Muhaymin, it is the guardian over these scriptures. So the difference between these scriptures and the Quran is that the Quran is preserved in its original form and language and shape. Whereas these original the other scriptures, they are not preserved in their original form. There have been certain interpolations which have crept into the corpus of these scriptures. However, the Quran says that since it's the guardian on these scriptures, so if these scriptures are read in the light of the Quran, then of course there's nothing wrong with it, because the Quran will tell you, it will not let you go out of its own ambit. Wherever these scriptures have gone out of the ambit of the Quran or have violated the Quran in any way or have certain interpolations in them, then the Quran corrects them. So the correct manner in this, the correct attitude in this regard is that Muslims should read these scriptures. They must read the Torah, they must read the Injil, because they have come from the same source and they present the same ideas. The only thing is that the Quran corrects these scriptures in certain ways. And also, if we read the Quran, there are certain stresses which can only be understood if we have read the whole history of previous scriptures, the manner in which the Almighty speaks, the manner in which He delivers the truth, the manner in which He expects His creatures to obey Him. All of this is very evident, and it becomes a very, very easy to follow if one has this whole history in mind. One must also bear in mind that the theme of the Quran is very similar to the theme of other divine scriptures. The theme of the Quran is that the Almighty, in order to corroborate and to establish that reward and punishment is going to take place in the hereafter, He selects His messengers. He selects certain messengers, and then to them He implements the truth in this world, and He rewards people who follow His truth, and He punishes people who deliberately deny this truth. So that this whole rehearsal, this whole exercise can become a corroboration of the reward and punishment which is going to take place in the hereafter. So this is the basic theme of the Quran. And if one reads the Torah, the theme is no different. The only thing is that the characters change, the background change, and there are certain other additions which are, of course, specific to the circumstances of the people of those times. But the broad theme and the broad subject matter of both books are the same, which of course tells us that they have come from the same source. The only thing is that since originals have not survived in the case of previous scriptures, therefore we need to turn to the Quran, and we'll find a lot of wisdom, a lot of details which the Quran actually puts forth, and we'll find them in detail in these scriptures. In particular, if we study the Injil and study the Torah, we'll find that there are a number of places in which the directives which are given in a very precise and concise manner in the Quran, they are explained in these other scriptures. So we must not be adopt the attitude of not reading these scriptures. And as I said, that if that narrative in which the Prophet stopped Umar Raziyallahu Ta'ala Anhu from reading the Torah is accepted, then it has a very specific background. It only tells Umar Raziyallahu Ta'ala Anhu that when the Quran is being revealed, he must focus all his attention in reading the Quran. Because, as I said, the Quran itself refers to the people of the book. It itself refers to other scriptures, and it also broadly corroborates them. So in this matter, we have to turn to these scriptures, we have to study the wisdom in them, we have to study whatever they say. The only thing is that the final verdict is to be accepted in the light of the Quran. If the Quran corrects these scriptures in any manner, then it is the Quran which shall prevail on these scriptures. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.